Second Sunday of Advent, man, we're going to talk about peace today. You know, we're 11 months out of the year, gone. It's done. We have a little less than a month to come alive in 25. Not much time to thrive in 25 if we're just coming alive in 25. But I don't want you to think that there's no hope, as Eric talked about last week, for next year. Maybe we're just coming and we're getting our legs about us. We say, Lord, help me. I mean, Lord, I want to get out of bed, but it is tough some days to get out of bed, isn't it? And it's tough some days when we're in our spiritual slumber to get up and face the day. And I think about Jesus as he was at the Last Supper. Again, Lord, I know what's going to happen today, but I've got to get and gather with these guys, and one of them's going to betray me, and this is what's going to happen. And Father, they don't really understand what's getting ready to take place, but I know. And yet he got out of bed, and he came and he gathered around them. Now, if you would, as we go into week two of our Advent season, open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. And as you're turning to Luke chapter 2, let's just check our lungs out today. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. I love it. Linda, I heard you very strong over there. Thank you. I appreciate that. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. And I've said before and before and before, rejoice is a choice. But it says we will rejoice and be glad in it. That's an internal thing. It's not based on external circumstances. It's an internal peace we have about us. Oh, we're talking about peace today. Well, I love that. Excuse me, Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And in 13, really what it says in 13 is, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, and then verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Well, I love that. There's not just an angel. There's not just angels. But there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. God's heavenly armies coming together. And they were all saying that. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Now we have somebody coming down and says, peace is going to come to the earth. Another name for Jesus, Prince of Peace. And I love it. That peace is to all believers who accept Jesus Christ. It says, man, if you welcome Him, that peace is available to you. Now, just picture the guy standing at the door with the big check that says you've won $1 million. And it is available to you if you welcome that person when they knock. So, that's available, but we have to respond. We have to respond to that. All believers hang on to this thing that we call fear. I don't have any peace because I'm afraid of... Why don't you have any peace about it? Well, I just think that this might happen. I'm afraid of. Why do we hang on to that fear? It robs us of not only our joy, but it robs us of our peace. That boat's rocking, the disciples are freaking out, and Jesus just stands up and says, peace! He proclaims it, and He calls it into existence in that situation. And He banishes the fear, well, that he had, you know what I mean? But He tells them, just peace. This stuff will go away. It's not meant for us to sit and hang and fret and worry about and be troubled by that. Turn over in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. Further down in the New Testament, after Ephesians, after Galatians, Corinthians, not in that order, but down just past that. But Colossians chapter 3. By the way, there are over 50 verses on peace in the Bible. And I'll talk about that briefly at the end of the message. But over 50 verses. Surely there's one that if you don't have peace today, you can grab hold of and latch on to that thing. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. And I love this. We've been talking about this on Wednesday nights for the last couple weeks, or a couple times over the last couple weeks. And it's talking about the character of the new man. And it says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering or patience, bearing one another. Anyone find it difficult to bear one another? Forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. It doesn't say you should do. As Christ followers, so also you must do. But above all, these things, it says, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. That sounds so simple. Above all, I got to put on love. Love your neighbors. Okay, I can do that. They're really nice. Love your enemy. Wait, what? And by the way, love these people as you love yourself and as He loved us. Oh, God, you're complicating it a little bit. Put on love, the character of a new man. Put on tender mercies. Put on love. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called. But let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful. Well, Thanksgiving's passed, so I got that covered. Guys, that's not a once-a-year thing to be thankful. Just as I said, after the first of the year, this Advent season, these characteristics should be lifelong in the body of believers. Being thankful should be something that is lifelong in the body of believers. Let the Word of God, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Kind of what Paul and Silas were doing in jail. They were singing and praising God when suddenly the earthquake came and all the doors were opened. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Well, okay, it sounds simple enough. It's written here, so we should be able to follow it easy enough. But today's message is put on peace. But really the idea is that we put it on as part of the character of the new man. This is the character of the new man. I put this on today, and it has all these things associated with it. But the goal is that I don't go back to the old man, thus peeling this off. I keep it on. I wear it no matter what I'm facing. Guys, this isn't my bulletproof vest. This isn't something that says, nothing will come against you. But it is the thing I wear that says, when something comes against you, you have all these things to help protect you and help support you and help lift you up. Now let's go back in our Bibles to John. John chapter 14. You know, we get caught up in saying, I'm dealing with this and you don't understand where I've come from. I was sharing with Eric earlier that I went to a tree of remembrance and honor with my sister for homicide victims, and her son was murdered several years ago. And I go each year with her and my mom and her daughter. And there was a pastor speaking. And many of these families have been through very traumatic things. And he said, well, I have come from a traumatic past as well. He said, I was shot when I was 15. So I know where you've been. Now, obviously, I survived mine. Okay, he doesn't know where they've been. He survived. Their loved ones did not. And then he tried to further it by saying, I'm a pastor now, and that was the best day of my life because it changed how I thought and whatever. That day is not the best day of those people's lives when their loved one was taken from them. And he tried to connect and say, I know where you come from, but he didn't. And we do that at times by saying, you don't know what I'm going through right now. No, I don't. But I know that the Scripture says this. If you are a new creation, then you put on the new man. And when you put that on, again, it doesn't keep you from tragedies. But it helps carry you through those tragedies and see you through those. In John chapter 14, verse 25 through 27, it says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. And this is Jesus speaking. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And in verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you. Peace Jesus is leaving with us. He says, my peace I give to you, not as the world does. But I give to you a different peace. It says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I read this scripture a lot during funerals. And that's because Jesus is saying, I'm going to leave my peace with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. And he says, I don't want your heart to be troubled. Don't worry about these things going forward. And by the way, don't be afraid. Now he goes on in verse 28 to say, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. we have to understand that love Jesus shows us is different than the love any one of us can show each other. Our love, no matter what we think, it can be conditional. It can be pulled back and shown greatly. But Jesus' love is unconditional. God's love for us is unconditional. It's that love that's different. His peace is the same. It's not the same peace that the world gives us. But it's a different type of peace. It says, even while you're going through things, I'm giving you my peace. Those circumstances, he says, I know. I know what you're going through. But I've come to give you peace. And by the way, there's no one better to give you peace because they call me the Prince of Peace. And I know what you're going through. And over in John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I said earlier, there's over 50 verses on peace in the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament, all about different things, and all about different aspects of peace. But a couple things. If we struggle with peace, we have to find out first, is it being blocked by fear? Can I not get to this point because I'm afraid of something? I'm afraid of what I'm facing. I'm afraid of what I have to, listen carefully, let go of. I'm afraid of change. God, I can't have peace because I don't know what the outcome's going to be. Does any of us know the full outcome yet? No. So why try and hang on to that? So find out first, if we struggle with peace, is fear blocking my path to peace? If it is, we have to find out, where does that fear come from? What is it? And we have to address it. And when I say we, I don't mean like we all need to know what your fear is. I'm saying you need to know what that fear is. And you need to work on addressing that and removing that so that you can have that path to peace. We talk about being witnesses for Jesus Christ. I pray a lot and I say, Lord, help us to be light and salt to those we come in contact with. Why? Well, I don't want to be leading somebody with a little birthday candle that's about to blow out. Some of you parked in our backyard last night. You saw how dark it was out there. Let me lead you, and I'm 10 steps in front of you with this little birthday candle, and you trip and fall in the hole that's there. That was no good. God, help us to be the proper light and a bright light to those that are following after us. May we be salt to those. What does that mean? May we add flavor in our faith walk. Man, if there's a stale, stanky faith walk, nobody wants to follow behind that. That shows in our face. It shows in our actions. It shows in our mood swings. It shows in the things that we say. God, I want some peace about me. I want some peace so that my light can be brighter. I want some peace so that my faith walk can be a little nicer to follow, a greater aroma, if you will, the aroma of Christ. These things I have spoken to you, that in me, this is Jesus speaking again, that in me you may have peace. He said, I've told you these things so that you can have peace in me and with me. In the world you will have, oh gosh, he's telling us we're going to have it. You'll have tribulation. But he says, not only will you have it, but be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world. He's overcome it. He's fought the battle. Put on peace. And then when you put that on with all those other aspects, those other characteristics, you can face that tribulation. What are you wearing? Oh, I'm wearing Jesus' overcome jacket. It's got all these characteristics on it that he's given me so that I can fight the battle. If you struggle with peace today, find a verse that you can grab hold of. If you're not sure, get with Pastor Eric or myself. We'll give you a verse for peace that you can grab hold of. Let that become your mantra. Let that become the beginning of each day and the end of each day. Some of you go to bed in turmoil. Think, Lord, I've got to rest in peace. I have to rest in peace, God. I don't want to go to bed worn out. God, I don't want to go to bed uncertain. God, I don't want to go to bed angry. God, I don't want to go to bed fearful. God, I want to adopt a verse that I can get up each morning and see it. I can see it throughout the day. I can see it when I go to bed at night. When I lay my head on that pillow, that's one of the last things I focus on. God, give me peace. In me, you may have peace. God, I pray today that we have peace about us. I pray today that, God, all the verses of peace, there's so many, Lord. God, I pray today that we can grab hold of that peace. God, that we can find it, whatever is blocking our path, whether it's fear, uncertainty. God, it could simply be a lack of knowledge and understanding for your word. Help me to find peace today, that I may rest in peace. God, that I don't fear anything. God, that I don't worry about tomorrow. God, that I don't worry about what I'm facing with health, with finances, with relationships, with school, with work. But God, that I just have peace no matter what I'm facing. God, I pray if there are those here today that are struggling with peace, God, the first place we can find that is the foot of the cross. We may just need to come face to face with you and talk it out with you, God. May we have the boldness and strength to do that. In Jesus' name.